Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering & Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons: quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new,
3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Geyer's start online at geyersinc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Geyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Geyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Geyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS Inc.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Long lead out to Brandewey. Spins, shot fake, hits it. Six-footer, Brandewey.
High school basketball is online and on the air on scoresbroadcast.com.
Bounce pass to Summerhoing, who comes out high, hits the cutter down the lane, caught low in the right by Mesher, twisting and scoring! Victoria Mesher, a bank shot from 5 feet. Good half-court offense run right there. A minute 14 to go, fourth quarter, 37-28 Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed in, Summerhoing, foul line, Jay. Good! Good! What a fourth quarter for Summerhoing. That could seal it.
Heard right here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Fort Loramie girls won basketball state championship number 4 last March when once more they stole the show.
Stolen by Shadow. Maddie Shadow streaks the other way. Driving layup is in, and Fort Loramie's in command. Ball flared up ahead in the air to Hoing. Hoing finds an open player, open the left, and driving to the rim. Heitkamp drops it through. Hoing with a great pass. Summerhoing to Ariel Heitkamp, and the lead is swollen to 13. How about a 41-point state tournament semifinals and championship game for Avery Brandewey of Fort Loramie?
Yeah, well, she was the player of the tournament, that's for sure. And like I said, we get to watch her and Mesher come back and play next year.
And the buzzer sounds. Pandemonium. Fort Loramie girls with the Waterford Wildcats. 42-29. Redskins coaches rejoice. Jubilation in the stands among the Fort Loramie fans. And Fort Loramie, despite a few key graduations, will return a wealth of talent again next season.
And Scores broadcasted the state tourney run in 2023 by the Rushi Raiders, who in March 2024 rebounded to do the same.
Rebound tip to York. Backcourt to Francis, off to Quinter. 10 seconds to go. Quinter zooms up the floor, zips into the lane. Quinter to the rack. He's got it. He's got it. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Here's a 40-footer of Richmond Heights. No good. And the first quarter comes to a close. The Raiders thoroughly outplayed the Spartans in the first 8 minutes. 13-8 Rushi after one on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi not intimidated one bit. Richmond Heights huddling up at midcourt. Rushi Raiders giving everything the favored team wants and plenty more so far.
Obviously pulling for Rushi, but it's fun to see Division I teams get into the Division IV tournament.
On the arc to York, they open up the area in the paint. York spins and scores! 12-footer by Benjamin York.
Rushi kept firing home one deep triple after another.
Long three ball, Cordonier, high left, got it, got it. Braylon Cordonier floats in a trifecta. Braden Bonin from 28. Woo! That was a bomb. That was deep.
Vince Borchers in the tournament has become a heck of a point guard for them. And my goodness, as he turned that spin move into a career.
Felix Francis, a senior for the Rushi Raiders, in a really good second half here today.
At 10 in the second half.
Hayden Quinter, SCAL Player of the Year. Boy, he paid his dues. He was second team all Shelby County League as a freshman. Braden Monin, also a senior. Those three young men Center seniors. Wealth of talent. The three graduates, Braden Monin, Hayden Quinter, and Felix Francis. They'll be very tough to replace.
Oh, boy, they're going to be missed.
You can bet Rushi under head coach Spencer Cordonier, backed by that community of blue and gold, will be mighty good again next year in a new gymnasium, and we look forward to it.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, good evening to you, high school basketball fans. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee from here at Pickwas Garbery Gym. It's boys Division 7, sectional slash district time. Notice I said Division 7, not Division 4. For 19 years, we've covered Division 4 sectional district play here at Pickwas Garbery Gym. This year, it is Division 7, and Game 1 that we feature here on ScoresBroadcast.com is Fort Loramie against Lehman. The Fort Loramie boys, 10-12 on the year, finished 6-6 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Lehman, 19-3 on the campaign, 11-3 in the Three Rivers Conference. I think these two teams, Chuck, silently over the last few seasons would like to have played on the hardwood. Aren't scheduled in the regular season. As it turned out, here we are, tournament time, and it's Game 1 in the postseason, and they're head-to-head, kind of a precursor to next year in football, Labor Day week. It's Lehman at Fort Loramie on the gridiron. Wow. The week before, Anna at Fort Loramie on the gridiron. So some of these young men will be on the basketball court knocking heads against each other tonight, and then on the football field next September. And we've got Game 1 of this two-game series, so to speak, this evening. And Lehman might be a slight favorite based on record. Fort Loramie's like a racehorse coming around the turn, headed for the stretch run, galloping faster and harder than ever before. We've seen Lehman Catholic, solid team, six players, a lot of minutes, offensively, defensively. Good enough to finish second to Northridge in the Three Rivers Conference.
Oh, they're a good basketball team. They're well coached. They've got size. They've got good shooting on the perimeter. They play good defense. They're going to be a tough out. And on the other end, I know that they didn't give me a vote, but Mitch Westerheide is my coach of the year. I mean, this team was probably expected to win 5-6 games, and they came close to being a 500 team. They play great defense. The only thing that might challenge them tonight is they have to score, and Max Maurer is going to have a big offensive night to keep Loramie in the game.
Well, Maurer can get the job done, no question about it. You're right, he's got to assert himself. He's actually backpedaled a bit over the course of the season in running the offense for Fort Loramie. He slowed things down, managed the club, made sure good shots are taken, the offense is run, and it's more efficient at the offensive end. This has been a knockdown, drag-out defensive team all year long. Carter Gasson has locked horns with Blackfoot of Jackson Center twice this year and held him, I think, to 9 in the most recent meeting between the two, won by Fort Loramie. And there's no better young on-ball guard defender than Eli Heitkamp. Boy, he has been suffocating the last half of the season. And then you get an occasional 6 points a quarter outburst from Dries, who can score points for you, and Loramie goes 9 or 10 deep. They got some football bodies they can bring in, and Eilerman and Knopf, and it's a nice club. Mitch Westerheide gets my vote for coach of the year, if not in Shelby County, Fort Loramie for sure. I'm just kidding.
Maybe the state of Ohio, quite honestly.
But he has done a masterful job.
Absolutely, he absolutely has. And they picked the right person for coach of the year. Spencer Cordonier, I love the man. He's a fabulous coach and has an amazing basketball team. So I understand why they voted for him. I just think Mitch Westerheide really took a team that no one had a lot of confidence in, and it's including some of their fans. He has really turned them around. They had a nice season.
Well, case in point, this Fort Loramie basketball team has won 7 of its last 10.
And if you look down through the Rushi schedule, Chuck, you see victories for Rushi by 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22 points. And most recently,
25
against a really, really good Marion local team.
Yeah,
it was, might have been 26.
Was it? I think it was.
Something to 29, 55, 29.
Yep.
Rushi clobbered six teams in the MAC. St. Henry, Coldwater, Versailles, Marion local, Minster, New Bremen.
Yep.
Fort Loramie did not clobber team after team in the MAC. But you know what? Rushi had a moderate close call second time around against Bodkins at the Trojans gym. It wound up an 11-point differential. Guess who came second closest to Rushi all year long while the Raiders went perfect 22-0?
I'm going to guess Fort Loramie.
Fort Loramie. 60-48 last weekend of the season.
Right, and that was at Rushi.
Yep. So, Lehman, tell you what, if the Cavaliers don't turn it over and run their offense, they're going to be tough to beat. Fort Loramie has somehow got to keep Turner Lachey out of the lane. He navigates, probes the middle, makes things happen. And Shane Frantz is going to be a handful at 6'5". Carter Gasson will get that assignment. He's gone up against the big boys on the opposition for Fort Loramie all year long. That will be quite a duel. You've got to manage Shane Frantz. You can't hold him to 5, but keep him from getting 16.
Well, I'll tell you what, Shane Frantz is a heck of a basketball player, only a sophomore. But he is going to run into some big bodies tonight. And, you know, he did that against Northridge. Northridge had a couple of big kids inside, but he had a really good game against them. So we'll just see how this is going to go. Quite honestly, matchups, I think, favor Lehman a little bit, but it's hard to bet against the team shooting ground in front of me.
Who does Maurer for Fort Loramie guard? Is Max on Turner Lachey? Is he on C.J. Olding? Olding's almost like a wing player. He's a tallish guard, can really leap off the floor, lengthy arms. I'm not sure who guards Maurer, Lachey or Olding, one of the two. Maybe it's going to be a mix and match all night long.
I think it has to be, because you know, you don't want to get one of your scorers in foul trouble.
Right.
You know, and that's what you got to really look at matchups in games like this.
We are at the Pickwa-Garbery Gym. It's round one sectional district play here on scoresbroadcast.com. Lehman Catholic in Fort Loramie. As I said, it's a precursor to a contest on the gridiron next September when they lock horns at Fort Loramie. Game 3 of the high school campaign next year. The week before, Fort Loramie plays Anna. How about that? All Shelby County, 2 weeks in a row, last week of August, first week of September.
Well, I'm excited that they're going to play again. I honestly think that Lehman, with the talent that they've been having recently, needs to upgrade their non-league schedule. They dropped the good teams in the Shelby County League, and they still play Houston, but they need to pick up a Jackson Center. They need to pick up a couple of teams. Even if you get a loss, it gets you more prepared for what they're going to see tonight.
Lehman has lost 2 of its last 4, 19-3 on the year. On Saturday, February 8th, Lehman was beaten at Miami East 50-37, and then fell next game at home to Northridge, a contest we covered here on scoresbroadcast.com. 62-49 final in overtime. A game much, much, much closer than the 13-point difference in the end. And as I said, Fort Loramie, the Redskins, have been victors 7 of their last 10 trips to the hardwood. We'll return with more from the Garbery Gym. Jack with Chuck. It's Fort Loramie Lehman, Division 7 sectional district action here on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Hello, once again, welcome back to Piqua. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. We've got a full slate of action for you over the next couple of days. Tomorrow night, Rushi plays Ansonia here at Piqua. Rushi boys in action against Ansonia. Tip-off tomorrow night is at 6. We're on the air at 5:20 tomorrow night here at scoresbroadcast.com. Hope Braylon Cordonier is doing just fine. I heard from credible sources that it's a stretch of a tendon. It's not a joint or bone injury. It's a tendon strain. It's mobilized for a short period, and then you've got to work it back into shape slowly but surely. I think there's a chance he might not play tomorrow, but that's the update on Braylon Cordonier for the Rushi Raiders, who completely dismantled Marion Local in the game we covered for you last Saturday on scoresbroadcast.com. It seems like it's been longer ago than that. It's fresh on my mind. But it was last Saturday. Wow. Rushi was unbelievable in that game. Perfect contest played by Rushi to culminate a perfect regular season, 22-0.
Right. And, I mean, Braylon Cordon here with that bad finger looked pretty good in that game.
Yep.
And if you're going to sit him and let that thing go a little bit, it wouldn't be a bad – the first sectional game would not be a bad time to do it. Well, he's got plenty of talent.
Well, I heard a joke. He said he was very comfortable, and he's going to leave tape on those two fingers the rest of the tournament now.
Well, I mean, you know, he may have to. So
we've got high school basketball for you then on Saturday, two girls games from Tecumseh. Brandon Coverman and Chuck McBee will be courtside from Tecumseh. Jackson Center takes on Legacy Christian at noon, on the air at about 11:20 for that broadcast on Saturday afternoon. That was a switch. That contest was originally scheduled for 2:00, Fort Loramie at noon, because the Jackson Center boys play here at 3:30. Jackson Center girls were moved from 2 to 12 noon. Coach Tiffany Brown has the Tigers playing extremely well, coming off a nice 2-point triumph against Cedarville. Tatum Reichert, the freshman, 15 points. Lady Tigers are healthy. They've gone through injuries to Reese and McKinley Reichert and look good. Right now, Jackson Center ladies playing their best basketball, right time of the year. They are peaking. That's our game at noon. And then the Fort Loramie girls go after triumph number 1,000 in girls program history in the second game on Saturday at 2:00. And the opponent for Fort Loramie is Middletown Christian, which finished behind Legacy Christian in that Metro Buckeye Conference. I may have omitted saying that Jackson Center's opponent in game one is Legacy Christian, which won that Metro Buckeye. Fort Loramie's opponent in game two is Middletown Christian,
right,
which was second in that league. For your information, Legacy Christian beat Middletown Christian by 20 twice in the season. But I watched a Legacy beat Covington last night after the Fort Loramie easy win over Twin Valley South. And Covington led for 31 and a half minutes and got beat in the final 30 seconds at 35-32. I'm convinced Jackson Center can play right with Legacy Christian despite that very showy one-loss record of Legacy's. Should be a very good opener at noon on Saturday. Fort Loramie, a prohibitive favorite over Middletown Christian, which is in its first district final in school history, Chuck. 52 years. How about that?
Well, that's impressive. And Loramie going for a milestone against them. So, you know, it's just going to be fun.
By the way, in the very bottom part of the girls D7 Southwest District, it's Rushi, Mississinawa, in a game at 4 on Saturday afternoon at Sydney. Mississinawa thumped Troy Christian last night. Meanwhile, Rushi fell behind by 11 or 12 early, beat Southeastern by 10. Raiders played exceedingly well. Final two and a half quarters of that game. And that is a highlight contest. 5-seed Mississinawa, 6-seed Rushi. 4:00 at Sydney on Saturday. We will not be covering that game simply because the OHSAA has all these games stacked on top of each other, different venues, 20, 30 miles apart, all at the same hour of the day. So we got to pick and choose. We've got a doubleheader for you, two Shelby County schools in action on Saturday at noon.
Well, I'm looking forward to either one. Anyone gets to the state and I get to see Tim Street, I got a few things I would like to say to him. He won't care, but I'm going to say them anyway.
And OHSAA's response might be something like, now cool down, because if you bark too much, we might go to 8 or 9 divisions next year.
Why not? I mean, can they ruin it anymore? I don't think so.
Teams are on the floor warming up. Fort Loramie directly below us. Lehman down to our left. And we've got blue and gold filling in the stands across the way. Red and black beneath us. Should be a real good crowd for the first game here tonight of the D7 Boys Sectional District at Garbery Gym in Piqua. Fort Loramie and Lehman. We return with a look at starting lineups in a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883 and ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
This is Jack along with Chuck at Pickwiz Garbry Gym. We're about 3.5-4 minutes away from the opening tip-off tonight. Fort Loramie and Lehman. First round action, boys Division 7 sectional district here at Pickwiz Garbry Gym. Francis Schulze and Rushi offers that winning combo of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams tonight, the key building components are, well, there are quite a few. I think Fort Loramie's got to hold Shane Front in check. He scores 12-13 a game. Fort Loramie cannot allow the 6'5 Front to have a big night. Meanwhile, Lehman Catholic's got to corral Maxwell Maurer for Fort Loramie on the outside. I can't stop him, but need to make him a little more pedestrian. Fort Loramie gets points for Maurer. He is instant production. Those are big keys tonight. Key building components. They open the doors to success for these two clubs, Lehman and Fort Loramie. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulte will elevate your living space, inspiring the winning combo of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulte and Rushi. Thank you, Ken, so much. Francis Schulte and Rushi, known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors that are available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you so much. The Shelby County Veterans Services Office at 133 South Ohio in Sydney. It provides many services to veterans and their eligible family members. These services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, our on-site food pantry, and more. Shelby County Veterans Services, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Call our office to make an appointment, 937-498-7282, 498-7282. And for more info, visit our website at Shelby County Veterans. That's veterans plural, shelbycountyveterans.org. Look us up on Facebook if you'd like. You served our country, and we are here to serve you. And thanks to Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney, begin your retirement wealth estate and tax planning with Wisebridge. Make your next play call to Wisebridge Wealth Management at 937-518-1776. Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future, using simple, visible strategies and solutions. All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp, member FINRA SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management, not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp. Starting lineups, start of the game in a couple minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney. We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the RISI Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at RISI, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
Now, one interesting common opponent for these two teams tonight, Houston. Lehman beat the Wildcats by four. Fort Laramie won by 2 points over Houston early in the year and by 12 later on in the campaign. Starting lineups for Lehman, attired in the home white. Turner Lachey at guard, 8 points a game, 5'10", a junior. Daniel Carlisle there with him in the backcourt, 7 a game, 5'10", senior. C.J. Olding, just short of 11 points per game, a 5'11 junior at a wing. Jerron Pride, 6'1", a senior, 10 a game. And Shane Frantz, pushing 13 points a game, 6'5", sophomore in the middle. For Fort Laramie, DJ Barhorst, Max Maurer, Eli Heitkamp, Landon Dreese, and Carter Gasson. We'll touch on the points per game for those five young men for you in a moment. Lehman has taken the opening tip and starts down to our far left. We are high above the court. Baseline at the east end of the Garbery Gym. Here is Lachey, top of the circle, pitches to Carlisle. Now to Duran Pride in the right corner. Pride dribbles between the legs. Fort Laramie guards Pride loosely, not known to shoot the ball from length. Shane Frantz in the pivot spot has come outside to be the distributor. And then Frantz gives it up, gets it back, throws it cross-court to Olding. Long three ball to southpaw, drains it. The left-hander C.J. Olding knocks it down. C.J. can shoot it. He's averaging double digits. He rises up with that 5'11 frame, long arms. He's a fine leaper, too. 3-0 Lehman. Maurer, top of the circle, gives it up baseline left to a teammate. It is Dreese from 16. It hits the back iron. Rebound comes down to Lehman. DJ Barhorst, 8 points a game. Maxwell Maurer at 11. Eli Heitkamp at 5 for Fort Laramie. Landon Dreese at 7.5. Carter Gasson at 4. He's known for his defense. He's the linebacker of sorts on the basketball hardwood for Fort Laramie. Lehman turned it over after the Fort Laramie miss. Redskins have possession, down 3-0, first 90 seconds of the game. Maurer the handoff behind the arc to Heitkamp. Comes right wing to Maurer, right back to Heitkamp. 25 feet away to Gasson. Here's Maurer with a screen from three-point land. It sprays off the rim. Fine offensive rebound on the inside. Then it's thrown to Dries, 20 feet away. He doesn't shoot. Lorme restarts the attack. Dribble drive, Heitkamp into the paint. Feeds gas on top of the circle. No shot. 2 minutes gone. Opening quarter, 3-0 Lehman. It's going to be this way all night. Points at a premium. Probably 35 to 40 points wins it. Here's a right wing jump shot by the Redskins, Landon Dries. It's off the flange. No good. Rebound high in the air. Lehman snags it, and here come the Cavaliers. Leading 3-0. Deron Pride flips it left wing to teammate Holding. To Lachey, back to Pride in the top of the circle. Lets it go from 18. It hits the back frame. Long rebound to Maurer of Fort Laramie. Up ahead to a three-point shooter straight on. Here's a long one by Gasson. It's in and out. It was down below the ring and popped out of there, and Lehman pulled off the rebound and brings it up down the left side. It's Lachey who swings it to Pride, top of the circle, Holding in the right corner. Little juke step, drives, doesn't shoot. Feeds to Carlisle, far left wing. He launches a three. It barely caught iron. Rebound down to Fort Laramie. 3 minutes gone, 3-0 Lehman. Right corner, DJ Barhorst for Fort Laramie. Pick and roll with Gasson, no shot. Now Maurer, he's got a double screen, lets it fly from 22. It hit the heel. Long rebound to Franz for Lehman. 4:44 to go here in the first quarter. A stalemate so far, one bucket tallied in the game. We knew it would be low scoring. Didn't think both clubs would be this dry early on, Chuck.
Well, Laramie's got three or four really good looks at the basket. They just can't shoot it.
Right.
And they're doing a good job defensively at this end.
Holding to Franz, baseline right. Franz in traffic, double teamed, muscles up a banker from 10 and scores anyway.
Well, that's a tough shot.
Yes, Shane Franz gets two for Lehman. Boy, he's a load on the inside. 6'5", plays like 6'7". 4 minutes to go. First quarter, 5-0 Lehman. Fort Laramie needs to get off the snide. Here's Gasson, foul line. He heads off to Dries. Behind the arc, it goes to DJ Barhorst. Now Gasson, left corner, wants to work on Pride. Here's a fadeaway by Carter. It barely caught iron. Awkward delivery. Rebound down to Lehman. Franz fires up left corner. Lachey out back to Holding. Holding to Franz, 20 feet out, straight on. Now here's Turner Lachey, quarterbacking the club like he does on the football field. To Carlisle, back to Lachey. All this taking place on the arc for Lehman. Fort Laramie, man-to-man defense. Here's Deron Pride at the elbow on the left, doesn't shoot. 5-0 the score. They let Pride go to Fort Laramie, and the Redskins bait him into a second jump shot. It's no good.
Yeah, he needs to understand that he needs to get the ball to the shooters.
Yep. Pride 0 for 2, and Fort Laramie's got possession. Redskins yet to put one through the net, though. 3 minutes left, first quarter. Bowers had two very fine shots, hasn't connected yet. Maxwell near midcourt at the Pickle Indians logo gets instructions from head coach Mitch Westerheide. Head coach Pat Carlisle up for Lehman as well below us. Here's Heitkamp sprinting down the lane, twisting and turning. What a play. Heitkamp falling down, scored. He skinned his knee on that one.
Yeah, good job of taking it to the rim, though. Real strong shot.
Eli, an up-and-comer, just a sophomore, 5-2. Lehman, 2:30 left, opening quarter. Here's Holding in the left corner. Dribble drive around Maurer. Goes opposite to Carlisle, who doesn't shoot. Lachey, 30 feet out. 2:17 to go first period. 5-2 Lehman. Franz high left. Now to Holding. Holding wheels and deals to Lachey. Back to Franz. Starts a drive. Goes to Carlisle. And he launches a three ball. A 25-footer. It is no good, too hard. Long rebound, though, to Lehman. Here's Franz. Nearly walked. He drives hard into the lane. Flips it up on the run. Off the back rim. And it plummets down through. Shooter's roll, fine hop on the iron for Franz. He's got two fielders, 7-2, 4 points for Franz. Lehman in the lead, 1:40 left, opening quarter. Gasson on the arc to Maurer, shot fake, goes to the foul line, doesn't shoot. Near side on the play to Dries, back to Maurer, open look, three ball, drills it. Max Maurer from distance for Fort Laramie, 7-5 Lehman.
That was big, they really needed that shot.
1:21 left to go here in the first quarter. Lehman with the ball outside the arc on the right. It is front, straight away, Olding. Olding falls down backwards as he lets go the three ball and buries it. C.J. Olding with two. He's got a couple of triples in the action so far. C.J. Olding let that one go straight away. He was about as close to the logo as he was the top of the key. 10-5, Lehman. Here's Carter Gasson. Tries to bully his way into the lane. Can't do it. Picked up by Pride. Now to Maurer. Lachey on him. Maurer gets a screen. Straight away open. Lets it fly. Front rim. Back forward. Into the hands of Pride of Lehman. 36 seconds to go. First quarter. Quickly played. Opening period. 10-5, Lehman. Here's Turner Lachey. 40 feet out. Veers off into the corner. Gets a screen from front. Near side to Pride. Here's C.J. Olding. He's got 6 of the 10. Down to Franz. Foul line. Franz has the other 4. Down to 15 seconds left. Opening period. Lachey brings it out to center line. Gives it up to Franz. Right back to Lachey near the timeline. Now Franz. Franz motors down the left side of the lane. Good defense by Fort Loramie, which blocks his leaning shot. Good play, Redskins. Ball smacked out of bounds by Fort Loramie with 4.5 to go in the first. It was all designed for France to take it to the cup in the final several seconds. 4.5 to go. Lehman inbounds left to the rim on the arc to Olding. Olding takes a good look at the rim. Lets it go from 27. No good. Wild rebound below the basket. Shot taken by Lehman with 0.2 remaining. It is no good. What an effort by Turner Lachey. Boy, somehow or other he scooped that rebound off the hardwood and got the ball up in the air toward the basket. And somebody from Fort Loramie clouded him.
The shot rolled off the rim. He almost made the shot.
It would have been a backyard horse shot had it gone in. But in the act of shooting, he was nailed. His first free throw is no good. 0.2 seconds remaining, opening quarter. And Lachey is off target again. Fort Loramie gets a reprieve, a break.
Yeah.
Lehman had two gimmies at the stripe with less than a second remaining in the opening quarter. And Lehman misses twice. We played one period. Lehman up 5, 10-5 over Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes. We build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Oh, thank you, Schaefer Market. Your new community go-to store as Fort Loramie starts the second quarter, needing a bucket. Lehman in front, 10-5. Maxwell Maurer on the arc, rolling to the basket. Gasson, no shot. Far left wing, Heitkamp veers into the corner. Straight away, it's Dries, almost let one fly. Maurer, 30 feet away, now 20 feet away. Mighty had a foot on the three-point line. He's belted to the floor as he shoots. Two free throws or three? Two. Foot was on the line, according to the referee. Schaefer Market, South Main and Fort Loramie's gone local. It's your go-to store. We found out from you, the customer, exactly what products you want to see on our shelves inside the market. So we've got Mahaffey Pies. Oh, boy, I'm in the store a half hour choosing among all those Mahaffey Pies. They are outstanding. Winner's Meats, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Hunt Brothers Pizza, and more at Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. Sample our hot daily lunches and the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. More about the Schaefer marker in a moment. One free throw made, one missed by Maurer. 10-6 Lehman, 7:18 to go, second quarter. Turner Lachey on the bounce, gives it to Pride. He skips through the lane. Goes opposite left corner to O'Leary, who's checked in. Evan O'Leary, a 5'10 junior. Lehman playing pitch and catch, 25, 30 feet away. Somebody's got to jump at Olding, or he'll gun it from long distance. And Fort Loramie does just that, makes him give it up to Lachey, to Frantz. Right side, O'Leary, 6:48 to go in the second. I said, Chuck, in the pregame, 35 to 40 would probably win it. I may have to scale that down a few baskets.
20 might win it.
6.5 remaining, second quarter. Deron Pride wants to drive. Cut off 15 feet from the rim, but Spencer Knopf, no chance to take it to the cup there. Far left side, Evan O'Leary with the ball for Lehman. Gives it up on the play to Pride. Back to the basket, 10 feet away, doesn't shoot. Opposite corner, C.J. Olding, now front, head of the key. Looking at Fort Loramie's defense, Chuck, it looks like it's a matchup zone because I don't see Eli Heitkamp following somebody through the lane all the way.
Yeah, I got to see. I got to see a cutter and see what they do.
Ball knocked out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Lehman inbounds. 2 minutes gone. Second quarter. 10-6. Lehman up four. Head coach Pat Carlisle, eighth year at Lehman, shouts out instructions to Turner Lachey. Ball dealt to O'Leary in the right corner. He starts to drive, wants to shoot from 10 feet. Shot deflected. Then O'Leary trying to get the ball back. Fouls in his anxiety. It's common.
Yeah.
And Fort Loramie will bring it down.
That's the kind of foul that I used to call the kid over and have a little chat with. You know, you just missed the shot. Why go down there and fouling 90 feet from the basket? He's probably not going to score from down there.
Yep, just play good hard-nosed defense. Who knows? You might get the ball back right away on a clean steal or something.
You look to try to jump into a passing lane. You don't go jumping hammering.
10-6 Lehman, 5:40 left, second quarter. Fort Loramie half court directly below us with the basketball, Landon Dreese. Straight away to Guess, and here's Heitkamp, flips it near side. Ethan Kester on the court, 6'1 senior. Oh, here's a drive right down the paint to Fort Loramie. Shot's good. Wipe it off the board. Don't count it. Charging Carter Gaston, Fort Loramie.
That was a correct call.
Yep, sure was.
He got around his defender, but Frantz was there to set up.
So the charging call against Fort Loramie nullifies the two-pointer. 10-6 Lehman. Up four, the score stands, 5:21 left here in the second quarter. Here's the ball fumbled on the arc by Turner Lachey, almost lost it. Fort Loramie couldn't make the clean steal. Lehman controls, dribbling into the top of the circle. O'Leary back out to Deron Pride, 25 feet away. Hey, don't forget, you'll like our new station at the Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie that serves up piping hot coffee. Plus, we offer a more varied selection of soft drinks, too. And as I said, that deli sub shop features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. Stop by today. See all the new items as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's. Locally owned and operated Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. Your new community go-to store. Here's a dribble drive by C.J. Olding. Fancy maneuver. And it was a poor shot attempt, well guarded. He got it up on the rim and attracted contact. He was sliding across the lane, 8-9 feet from the basket, parallel to the baseline. He's a left-hander, and he flicked it up there with his left hand, kind of sidearm, and now shoots two free throws and makes the first one. 11-6 Lehman. Athletic play by C.J. Olding. This young man's got 7 points already in this game. Olding again, front rim, side rim, no. Rebound Fort Loramie. 5-point game. Fort Loramie trying to discover some offense this trip down the court. Heitkamp 25 feet away on the bounce. Near side look to Maurer. Lachey on him. Maurer to the end of the key. A little pick and roll with a teammate, Dreese. He's left open, and he banks in a 10-footer. Nicely done. Landon Dreese, 6'4 junior. Fort Loramie within three. Lehman 11. Fort Loramie 8, 4:16 left, quarter number 2. Lachey, top of the circle, Duran Pride weaves it to Olding. Here's Turner Lachey, back to Pride. Pride twisting, turning in the lane, almost shot it, nearly walked, gave it up. 4 minutes left, second quarter. Olding from long distance, doesn't let it fly, goes to Lachey. Top of the circle, foul line, below the foul stripe, good! Turner Lachey from 12 feet.
Oh, well, he's a good three-point shooter, but he's a heck of a basketball player. He got in the lane that time. Nice shot.
Mid-range jumper by Lachey. 13-8, Lehman. 3.5 to go, second quarter. Here's a long shot outside the arc on the left by Fort Loramie. DJ Barhorst lets it fly from distance. It clangs off the iron, and Lehman tracks down the rebound.
Loramie getting nothing in the lane, and everything they're taking are threes. They're not going to win the game.
You're right, Chuck. It's a lot of long ball shooting by Fort Loramie. Speaking of long balls, Lehman just tried one. It was Carlisle, almost off the court, left wing, missed it badly. Fort Loramie hustles down. Maurer pulls up from 17. It is way offline, and the rebound comes down to Lehman. Each team out of character last two trips down the floor. Hurried up shots, neither one close. Behind a screen, left wing Lachey available for Lehman. No, wide right. Rebound Fort Loramie, which takes a timeout. 2:48 left in the second, 13-8 Lehman on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
And the music's a-playing. The crowd's a-buzzing. It's electric here at Pickwas Garbery Gym.
Listen to the Stones. Doesn't get much better than that.
There you go. Neither team, though, very fired up offensively. We've had 21 points scored in this game in 14 minutes. Here's Fort Loramie after the timeout, going to work on the inside. A drive to the rim. Heitkamp, it's on the backboard. Iron, no good. Rebound, foul strike. Fort Loramie shot. Gasson, no good. Tipped by Dreese is in. Way to go, Landon Dreese. Nice play on the interior.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, the Loramie's pounded the boards that time. Good follow by Dreese.
After the timeout, during which Mitch Westerheide, head coach of Fort Loramie, said, get the ball in the paint. The Redskins deliver. Here's a sloppy play by Lachey. Lost the ball in the lane. Maxwell Maurer on a run out. There he goes. Look, and he split to the rim. Good for two. 13-12. Lehman up one. Loramie with some spirited play after the timeout. Both coaches, Pat Carlisle and Mitch Westerheide, on their feet in front of the benches. Since it was zip-zip, closest Fort Loramie's been, Lehman knots the first bucket, a three-pointer. Lead's been as much as five. Here is Lachey, top of the circle, foul line, on the arc to Pride, right corner, Olding. Holding behind the screen, fadeaway 27-footer, glances off the rim, rebound pinballed around, and it's controlled by DJ Barhorst to Fort Loramie, down the floor to Maurer. Fort Loramie with a possession for the lead here, down 13-12, 1:20 left in the first half. Physical play on the interior between Gasson and Pride. Maurer, head of the circle, doesn't shoot, gives it to Gasson. Gasson fakes to Heitkamp. Now Eli's got it straight away. 104 to go in the half. Here's a drive of Heitkamp. He's bear-hugged. He didn't get the shot up. Defensive foul called against Lehman. It's not of the shooting variety. Ball out of bounds, Fort Loramie. Right down below us. The right of the basket as you face it. Maurer, the playmaker. 13-12, Lehman. Final 60 seconds. First half of play. Maurer looking. Air mails it out back to Dries. Back to Maurer in the right corner. Head of the circle, double teamed. Feeds Gasson. Gasson burrows into the lane between two defenders. Missed the shot off the flange. Whistle, foul. Lehman tagged him on the arm as he released it. Couple free ones here for Gasson for Fort Loramie, which can take the lead. Down one, 13-12. Free throws so critical, especially in tournament play. Gasson missed it. It curled around the iron and spun out to the left. 54.7 to go. Lehman's been slowed down the last couple minutes at the offensive end, Chuck.
Well, Loramie playing the defense we thought they were going to play. They're getting a hand on a lot of things, blocking some shots, making it hard for Lehman to get the ball in the lane to France.
Here is Gasson again for the tie. Four, five dribbles. Swish, he's got it. 13 apiece. 54 seconds left here in the second quarter. Front and backcourt up ahead to Lachey. Lachey beats Heitkamp to the foul line, doesn't shoot. Goes to Olding, now Pride. Pride on the bounce. Weaves it to Turner Lachey. Elbow right of the circle. Missed the 16-footer off the back iron. Over the shoulder, rebounding foul on Fort Loramie. Lehman will retain it below the basket. Team foul situation in the quarter with only 37 seconds to go. Three on Fort Loramie, four on Lehman. On the fifth one, you shoot two. Lehman inbounds, half minute to go, second quarter. Tied at 13-13. Who knows, this might be the first football score at halftime next September when they meet at Fort Loramie. 13 apiece. Here's Pride. Here's Holding. Fakes left, goes right behind the arc, doesn't shoot. 14 to play. Carlisle from 30, doesn't let it go. Now to Lachey. He's the engine, the quarterback. Guarded by Heitkamp. Lachey dribbling. Five to go. Moving screen on Lehman.
That'll be an offensive foul. They'll still bring it in.
Ball out of bounds to Fort Loramie. Clock reads 4.4. Under 5 seconds remaining, second quarter. You talk about a briskly played first half. If you joined us late, you missed half the game.
It has gone quickly. That was a second and foul on Pride.
4.4 remaining, 94-foot floor. Redskins inbound at 60 feet away. He goes to Maurer at midcourt. Gives it back up to a teammate for three. It is off the back iron. No good. Barhorse let it fly. It was close. It caught the heel and ricocheted away. Fort Loramie fought back from five down. Nothing decided. It's a deadlock. Lehman 13, Fort Loramie 13. Halftime on scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Meyer's has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-through in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Through, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right. With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
The Plaza in Botkins is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Botkins is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
7 minutes remaining to the start of the third quarter here on scoresbroadcast.com. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, 13-13 tie. Lehman in Fort Loramie. Halftime brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie. Chuck?
Well, Fort Loramie has a 12-10 rebounding advantage, 3-1 on the offensive boards. Surprisingly, in a game with this much defense, Lehman has two turnovers. Loramie hadn't turned it over yet. 2-for-4 for the free throw line for the Redskins. Cavaliers 1-of-4. Individual scoring. Olding had 7 in the first half. France had 4 in the first quarter. Didn't score in the second. And Lachey had 2. They scored 10 and 3. 13 for the first half. Loramie led by Maurer with 6. Dries had 4. 2 for Heitkamp, 1 for Gasson. They scored 5 and 8, and it's tied at the half.
13 all deadlock. Fort Loramie and Lehman are halftime, presented by Schnipple Construction and by Borchers Family Floor Center. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Welcome back here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thank you, sponsors. We would not be on the air without your assistance. Special gratitude to LaCal Equipment, a founding sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com, with us since the beginning in 06-07. Thank you, LaCal. We owe you so much gratitude. LaCal, a continuing sponsor, still with us today, would not be on the air here in 2025 without the support from LaCal. 13-13 tie, Chuck. We start the second half. Fort Loramie and Lehman. If somebody's got a good field goal kicker, that might be the difference.
Well, yeah, this is going to be one of these teams is going to have a good start to the half, and I think that might be the difference.
Here is Shane Frantz with the ball top of the circle. He spent most of his time in this game on the arc. Here's a two-man screen for C.J. Olding, and he has been a sniper so far in this game for Lehman. He pumped home a three, his third one of this game. He's got 10 points, and it's 16-13 in favor of Lehman on the three ball by Olding. Fort Loramie muffs the ball down below the foul line in the paint, mishandled, and Lehman's got the possession. Fort Loramie has not led in this contest. We've got a foul called against Fort Loramie. Pride set a screen top of the circle, and Gasson tried to march right through it. Foul on Fort Loramie.
Please stop.
1 minute gone here in the third quarter, 16-13. Lehman in the lead over Fort Loramie. What a ball game for C.J. Olding, Chuck.
Yeah, well, he's a terrific basketball player, so I'm not shocked.
Here's Carlisle, top of the circle to Pride, right wing Lachey. Straight away, Olding again. Look out on the money once more.
C.J. Olding, instant offense. Couple triples for Olding, 19-13. Lehman, am I right, Chuck? He's got 13 of the 19? He does. Dribble drive through the lane. Heitkamp, spin move, shot fake. Eight-footer, bouncing, no good. Rebound Lehman. 6.5 to go, third quarter. Up the floor, Lachey to Olding. Picked up by Maurer, reaches in, taps it away. Ball loose to midcourt. Barhorst has it for Fort Loramie. Spin move in the paint. Good for two. And a foul on Lehman.
That was big.
And one for Barhorst. Lehman had a possession there with 6.5 to go in the third to go up by as many as 8 or 9. It was 19-13. Fort Loramie gets the steal, a field goal, to make it 19-15. Free throw, Barhorst, yes. 19-16, right back to a three-point game. Big turn of events right there. Lehman was up 6 with the ball. And a pickpocket by Fort Loramie. Top of the circle, Olding for Lehman. Far left wing, it's Carlisle. To Lachey, here's Pride. Pride to Olding in the right corner. Olding made a jab step to the left, went baseline hard. Maurer tried to reach around from the backside and stroke it away from him. Hooked him in doing so. It's a personal on Maurer, number 2.
Well, you got somebody who's hit 4 threes on you. You're going to go for the ball fake.
Yep. Olding is going to entice you to come out and go chest to chest on him. Here's Franz left open. He'll take a look. A long one. No good. Bounced off the iron. Rebound to Fort Loramie. Three-pointer will tie. 5:40 left in the third. Gaston sets a screen for Maurer. Then he rolls. Nothing there. Dries on the arc. Handoff left corner. Barhorst. Oh, around a man. To the rack. Good for two. Barhorst for Fort Loramie. DJ on a superb drive to the rim. 19-18. Lehman up one. 6-point lead to Lehman, nearly wiped out. 5:18 left, third quarter. Olding, head of the key, Lachey. Lachey, top of the circle front. He works down the paint area, leaves an 8-footer short. He was defended well at the last second. He was open for an instant, missed it. Fort Loramie all the way down the floor, dribbling 60 feet into the lane, knifing to the rim goes Maurer. Ball stripped away, but a slap-down foul committed to Lehman, and it's ruled to be in the act of shooting, and that is marginal. Loramie says, we'll take it,
thank
Mr.
You.
Ref.
Thank you very much.
Yes, indeed.
It was definitely a foul. I guess I can't argue about the 2 shots.
Maurer gets 2 free throws, and he cradles the first one in there. And we're tied up at 19. Fort Loramie with a chance here to go ahead for the first time in this game with 5:02 to go in the third quarter. Maurer ruled to be in the act of shooting. Awarded the pair at the stripe. Nailed the first. Maurer again. He's got it again. Fort Loramie 20, Lehman 19. First lead of this game for Fort Loramie. And it comes with 5 to go in the third. Mark it down. Front outside the arc on the right. On a weave to Olding. Straight away Lachey. Franz turns the corner below the foul line, doesn't shoot. Gives it up left corner to O'Leary. O'Leary throws it to midcourt, almost over and back. Lachey on a scramble, saves it. Throws it to Pride, low on the right. In the lane, back to the basket. And then Pride tries to make a sideline pass to Olding, who'd cut to the rim.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was just unfortunate.
Scattered floor. Lehman seemingly had the advantage. They averted the over and back. Had more or less a 3-on-2 in the half court and threw it out of bounds. Fort Loramie with the ball. Maurer back of the foul line. In and out on the bank shot. Almost went in. Rebound Lehman. 20-19 Fort Loramie. 4:16 to go in the third quarter. Olding to front. Nearly a steal by Gaston. Franz gets it back. Left corner three by Lachey. Yes, sir. Fort Loramie gambled, almost got the takeaway. That gave Lehman an open man in the half court, and the Cavaliers found him in the person of Turner Lachey.
Holding's been carrying him early, but Lachey is an outstanding three-point shooter.
22-20 Lehman. Here's Fort Loramie knifing into the lane. It's Barhorst. Outside the paint to Gasson. Three-point shot, Dries. It kicks off the rim. Rebound yanked down on the play by Holding, ahead to Frantz. Frantz team rolls to the rim, stops 10 feet short. Three and a half to go in the third. 22-20 Lehman. Turner Lachey gets a screen from Pride, doesn't shoot. Near side, Evan O'Leary. Foul line, doesn't let it go. On the arc to Holding. Bauer on him. Screen by Pride. Holding almost triggered it. Poor pass, near side of the floor. Lehman has it deflected, goes into backcourt. Not over and back. Lehman recovers. Then Fort Loramie stuffs the ball out of bounds right below us in the corner. 3:09 to go in the third. 22-20 Lehman. Fort Loramie had a brief one-point lead at 20-19 before the three ball by Lachey. O'Leary, head of the key, Holding, Pride. Far left side, Turner Lachey. Frantz has come out high to get it. They post up Pride in the lane. He's doubled. Can't shoot. Gives it up on the arc. Lehman controls. Team fouls two each way. Here's a baseline drive by Lehman to O'Leary. It's wild, high off the backboard. Offensive rebound, O'Leary. Tied up, no foul, Lehman. And it's in the act of shooting on the stick back by O'Leary. Now, O'Leary didn't shoot fouls well in the game we covered when Lehman played Northridge at home. That was a weeknight game about 9 or 10 days ago. But here, O'Leary is perfect on the foul shot, and Lehman leads 23-20. 2:47 left, third quarter. Second free one by O'Leary is in the air. Got it again. Well, Lehman was up 19-13, went down 20-19, and has retaliated with five straight to go up 24-20. 2.5 to go, third quarter. On the arc for Fort Loramie, it's Dries. Hand off to a teammate. Wide open drive. Zipping in from the left flank for Fort Loramie and taking it to the cup is Ian Grillo in off the bench. The 6'1 sophomore heads up play.
Good take.
He was not guarded. The opening was there. He took advantage. Quick three ball high left by Lachey of Lehman. He got crowded behind the screen. Left it short. Fort Loramie snared the board. 2-point lead, Lehman. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Gas on top of the circle. Hand off to Dries. And he looks at head coach Mitch Westerheide, who takes a timeout for the Redskins. 1:53 to go in the third. Lehman up two on scorersbroadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Here is Lehman down two after the timeout. Oh, it's a beautiful give and go. Fine play. Worked by Dries and Grillo. Grillo on the receiving end. Two straight fielders by him. We're tied up at 24. Countering Holding. Holding slices through the lane. His left-hand short jumper no good off the flange. Foul, though, on Fort Loramie.
They're really closing out on him on the three, and he's doing a good job of putting it on the floor.
C.J. Olding is the man about whom you speak, Chuck. He's played extremely well. Without him, Lehman wouldn't be in the lead. They'd be a few baskets behind. The free throw by C.J. Swish. He's got it. 25-24, Grillo, instant offense for Fort Loramie. He had tied the game up momentarily, and then C.J. Olding rips the cords on two foul shots. Lehman up two, a minute 20 left in the third. Maxwell Maurer near the Pickwa Indians logo, head of the circle. Gives it up, gets it back, shoots the three straight on. Flange, no. Long board, Fort Loramie, though. Back to Maurer, pick and roll. Down inside, shot made. What an assist by Maurer. Was that Dries on the conclusion?
Looks 33.
What a play. Dries in traffic was dealt the ball by Maurer. It's an and one. Count it. Foul on Lehman. Maurer threaded the needle. Bounce pass to Landon Dries, who got the 10-foot banker to roll down through. He converts at the free throw line, and Fort Loramie's back on top by one. 27-26 on the three-point play, the old-fashioned way by Dries of the Redskins. 56 seconds left here in the third quarter. 27-26 Fort Loramie. Right corner, Lachey to O'Leary. Out high to Pride, now to Holding. Redskins fight through the screen to get to him. Near side, Lachey. Shot fake, foul stripe. Almost took it inside. Here's France on the perimeter. Interestingly, Lehman has played him well outside the paint most of this entire game.
Yeah, he had the 4 points in the first quarter. That's all he scored.
Here is Turner Lachey on the weave. 20 seconds to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie up one. Here's Pride, got away with a walk. Spin move, baseline left. Banker rolling, no good. Stick back, yes, but front. 8 seconds to go in the third. Fort Loramie down one. Maurer to Gasson. Back to Maurer. Jump shot, 25-footer. He's fouled. It's in and out, no good. He'll shoot three. 1.2 to go in the period. Maxwell Maurer, three free throws coming as he was tapped on the elbow on the fadeaway three ball with under 2 seconds left in the third quarter. Three foul shots for Maurer. These are huge. The first one is in the air, and it's way, way short.
Had no chance.
28-27 Lehman. Maurer to shoot two more for all intents and purposes. This will end the third quarter, 1.2 to go. Two more free throws for Max. That one's in, and we're tied up at 28. Third of three charity tosses for Maxwell Maurer upcoming. 28-28 tie. How about that, Chuck? We had a productive third quarter.
Yeah.
30 points between the two programs. Maurer hits, and Fort Loramie's got the lead. 29-28, but the outside referee waves it off and says it's no good because apparently somebody from Fort Loramie was in the lane.
Yeah, that's what he just said. That better be something obvious if you're going to make that call in a game like this.
Oh, my goodness. Makes a point off the board. Midcourt, O'Leary for Lehman. Heaves it off a cable above the backboard. Remember that one. A point taken off the scoreboard from Fort Loramie after a made free throw by Maxwell Maurer. Somebody down on the rebounding side for Fort Loramie had stepped in too soon. Third quarter finishes tied at 28. Same deal at halftime, 13-13. We head to the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to
to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookin's Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookin's family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookin's. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
Well, Fort Loramie gets the basketball to start the fourth quarter, deprived of a point to end the third. And looky here, an elbow jump shot by Eli Heitkamp is in. First shot, opening up play, fourth quarter. Heitkamp curled off a screen, let it fly from 16, and knocked it down. And Fort Loramie's got its biggest lead of the night. 2 points, 30-28. Lehman with the ball down to her right. Weaving his way, it's Olding in traffic, deflected shot near the rim. Rebound Fort Loramie. Outlet to Maurer. Maurer 30 feet away. Gives it up to Dries. Near side, it's Grillo. Hooks a pass in the far right corner to Heitkamp. Here's Maxwell Maurer on top. Heitkamp fakes right, goes left. Slices through the lane and coughed up the ball. Steal by Lehman.
First turnover of the night for the Redskins.
How about that? Frantz down the floor, gives it up to Pride. Nifty drive into the lane, doesn't shoot. Out back to Lachey. That's an air ball. It's out of bounds to Fort Loramie. Lachey wasn't even guarded that closely. He pulled the string of the shot. Fort Loramie with the ball up to second possession, up to. Fort Loramie lost a point into the third quarter when they made free throw, but Maxwell Maurer was taken off the board because somebody from Fort Loramie stepped in the lane when the ball was still on the fingertips of Maurer before he released it.
Yeah, well, that, like I said, that better be obvious if you're going to be the outside guy calling that.
Right. Far right wing, it's Barhorst for Fort Loramie. Fakes right, goes left, big possession here. Gasson straight on. Hands off to Maxwell Maurer, 30 feet out. High right, Barhorst. Gives it up on the play to Dries. Heitkamp. Here's Gasson. Ball bobbled. All of this taking place on the arc for Fort Loramie. Straight away, Dries doesn't shoot. Starts to go into the lane. Hand off to Heitkamp. 2 minutes gone, fourth quarter. It is a two-point lead for Fort Loramie, and the Redskins lose the possession. Here's a drive, baseline right. I think Heitkamp or Gasson ran over somebody.
Yeah, Heitkamp stuck an arm out and took him right down to the ground.
And now the officials confer that is technically a turnover, charging foul Fort Loramie. It's going to be Lehman possession. And now the referee, after a brief discussion, comes to the scorer's table. And maybe the decision has been altered.
I think he might have just called a double foul. So that would be possession. Possession would be Lehman. Oh, wait. I don't know what they called, but honestly.
We tried to detect the content of the PA announcement. Couldn't make it out. Nonetheless, the offensive foul against Fort Loramie has been removed, and the Redskins get possession below the basket to the right of the rim, up but two.
And that was the third foul on Olding right there. Boy, I'll tell you what, it had to have happened before because Heitkamp stuck his arm out and shoved him to the ground.
Here is Maurer lobbing into Gaston, top of the circle. Pride picks him up. Ball dealt to Maurer. Right wing, it's Dries. Near side, Grillo. Left corner, Barhorst. Screen from Gaston. Grillo with a good game. He came off the bench to get four in that third. Straight away, Dries. Here's a long, open look. Fort Loramie. It goes down. It's Grillo from distance. Three-pointer.
Wow.
Ian Grillo forces Lehman to take a timeout. Oh, my land. The man of the hour, Grillo, Fort Loramie. 7 points for him. Redskins up five. 5:48 to go in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Yep, the cheerleaders just did a cheer. ELECTRIC. It's electric here at Garbery Gym. Fort Loramie has inched ahead by 5, 33-28 after the timeout by Lehman. The Cavaliers do some good work below the foul line. Shane Frantz has dealt the ball 12 feet away. He puts his head down and tries to bore a hole in the Fort Loramie defense. He's fouled while shooting, and he gets two and misses the first one.
Boy, he short-armed that one.
33-28, Fort Loramie's biggest edge of this game. 5:37 to go in the fourth quarter. Second free throw by Frantz is in the air. He hits it. 33-29, Fort Loramie in the lead before. Instant offense, Grillio for Fort Loramie.
Boy, he's been tough.
Outside the arc on the left, it's Barhorst. Over guarding Pride, who cracked into him. Watch the foul totals here in the fourth quarter. Two in each team. You get to five, and the other team shoots a pair.
There's three on Pride now also.
Three fouls, Deron Pride of Lehman. Fort Loramie in the lead before, 33-29. Ball entered to Maurer in backcourt. Up the right side to Grillio. Gets a screen from Dries. Grillio on the drive. Pulls up from 8 feet. Shot is blocked. Great defensive play by Lehman. Then the loose ball rebound is snarfed up to Fort Loramie. The official whistles traveling on the Redskins. Or was a timeout called by Fort Loramie? Whoa, the Redskins get another break. Timeout, Fort Loramie salvaging the possession. Lehman is hot. 5:14 to go in the fourth. Fort Loramie in the lead, 33-29 on scoresbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
So many thanks to Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie, 15 Elm Street, the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and the adult children, too. Styling for 40 years at Cutaway. Fort Loramie possession, just over five to go in the game. Redskins up 4, 33-29. Dribble drive below the top of the arc to the elbow on the right by Dries. He's handcuffed and fouled. Might have been Barhorst who was slapped on the arm. It's common. Nonetheless, Lehman's now picked up three. Two more and Fort Loramie shoots. We are at the five-minute mark in the fourth, 33-29 in favor of Fort Loramie. Grillio to Maurer, 25 feet away. Back to Grillio, right flank. Foul line. Gives it up to Dries, who doesn't shoot. Behind the arc, Barhorst. Thought about pulling the trigger. Maurer's got it 30 feet away. Maurer on the bounce. Way out of the floor to Grillio. 4:40 to go. Grillio starts to drive. Baseline below the backboard. Tries a runner. Had no chance to make it around the edge of the glass, but he was bumped off the edge of the court in the act of shooting. And Loramie likes that. Two free throws, Redskins.
That was the fourth foul on C.J. Olden.
You're right, Chuck. Four on C.J. Olden of Lehman, which may be handicapped at this point. Cavaliers will sub him out of the game. He's been the point getter for Lehman.
He has 15 of their 29.
Here is the free throw by Grillo. Yes, he hits. Fort Loramie up 5, 34-29. Grillo again. Good again. 35-29 Redskins. Timeout. Pat Carlisle, Lehman with 4:42 to go. Hey, we've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. Beautiful hair, beautiful care. We'll style, you'll smile at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Stylist Renee Mesher, Kathy Wilson, Chris Siegel. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo. 40 years styling at Cutaway. It is our experience and your style that will help you create what style you prefer. Walk into Cutaway and come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Time for a short break, Chuck, or no?
They're coming back. We'll get one next.
Both teams head to the floor. Under 5 minutes to play in the game. Fort Loramie has inched out in front now by 6, 35-29. Hey, Fort Loramie's got a 22-point second half underway.
Yeah, I know. They're playing really well.
Redskins have wound up the offense here in the second half of this game. And now Fort Loramie comes with full court pressure. They chase Lachey down the floor. And the Redskins, Grillo, gives Turner an elbow in the back. Unnecessary foul there. Third on Fort Loramie. Four on Lehman in the period. On the fifth, you shoot. Next foul on Lehman. Fort Loramie will toe the stripe. 4.5 left in the game. Loramie's lead is 6. It's the biggest of the night for the Redskins. On the arc with the ball, it's Frantz. Gave it up, got it back. Gassing on him. Frantz gets a screen from behind the foul line. Missed a 16-footer off the flange. It was online, too hard. Loramie races down the right side of the floor. On the gallop is Maurer, ahead to Grillo. Punched out of bounds by Lehman. Olding back on the court for Lehman. You cannot keep him out long. He is a shot maker for the Cavaliers.
I might have waited till I was on offense to put him in, though.
30 feet away, it is Grillo down the right side. It goes on the play to Barhorst. Straight on, it's Dries. Behind him to Grillo. 30 feet out, Maurer. Gas on top of the circle. Pride picks him up. Redskins are in the shooting situation. So you may want to try to get a drive to the basket, contact, and go to the stripe. Although you don't need to be shooting the ball to get two shots at the foul line. Lehman's over the limit. 3:42 to go. There's a foul right in front of the Fort Loramie bench. It goes against Turner Lachey. And the Redskins are at the stripe. 4 on Lachey, 4 on Olding. Unbelievable. Those two young men, the two sharpshooters for Lehman, have amassed 8 fouls between them, and Fort Loramie's in the driver's seat. At the free throw line for Fort Loramie is Barhorst, and he clanged it off the front. No good. 35-29, Redskins up 6. Again, Chuck, I remarked to you the other day, in the high school game, unlike the college game, you have a lead early in the fourth with good ball handlers, and you get to that fifth foul in the opposition, you're in business if you make your free throws. These two here by Fort Loramie are no good. And then the rebound is jammed out of bounds by the Redskins below the basket. Wow, mark that down. Fort Loramie cannot convert twice at the stripe with 3.5 left. Could have pushed the lead to 8. It's 6. Lehman's got it straight on. It's Carlisle. Near side Olding. Open space against Maurer. Pick and roll with Pride. Back to Olding. Fakes the 3. Goes below the basket. Defensive foul, Maurer. Contact was slight, but I think it was a pretty good call.
Well, I'm going to say that because the officials have kind of lost control, that was a ticky-tack foul they just called on Maurer.
Tell you what, Maurer had him underneath the backboard, did not need to make any contact whatsoever. Shot faked by Lachey, gives it to Pride. Three-pointer, Duran Pride, no good. Fort Loramie forced the weakest shooter probably on the floor for Lehman to let one go. He was available, but didn't come close, and Fort Loramie tracked down the rebound. 2:50 to go in the game. Fort Loramie up six. With the ball, it is Barhorst into the top of the circle. Double team comes. He gets rid of it. And head coach Mitch Westerheide gets a timeout. 2:48 remaining. Redskins up six on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Fort Loramie is in the lead by six with 2:41 to go. Clock running. Redskins inbound. Head of the key. It is Heitkamp on the arc, 30 feet away. Dribbling. Grillo near side. Barhorst, baseline left. He's got a runner in progress, and he hits it. Oh, nice play after the timeout. Barhorst with room. He carved out space left side of the floor. Fort Loramie isolated him. Here is Pride, top of the circle, lazy dribble. Stolen! Picked off on the play by Dries. Backcourt foul, Lehman. Fort Loramie will shoot. 2:14 to go. Fort Loramie up eight. Maxwell Maurer at the line. 2 minutes, 14 seconds remaining. 37-29, Fort Loramie. Lehman's been stuck in the 20s forever, right at 28, 29 points. Foul shot, Maurer. He makes it. Fort Loramie pulling away. 38-29, lead by 9 points. This to make it double digits, 10. Free throw, Maxwell Maurer in the air, and he pours it through. 39-29, Fort Loramie. Lehman's Lachey to midcourt, veers left. Gets a screen from Frantz. Lachey back to Frantz on the arc. Straight away, Carlisle for three. It's too hard. Rebound pinballed around. Pride taps it. Fort Loramie gets it. Maurer in backcourt. He's being hounded. He's got to hurry. And Mitch Westerheide for Fort Loramie gets a timeout. I think the count in backcourt was an 8.5.
It was close.
1:53 to go. Fort Loramie leads 39-29 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes. We build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, another proud sponsor. Schaefer Propane offers propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. After the timeout, Fort Loramie's fouled. Redskins may parade to the stripe from here on out. A minute 46 to go. Fort Loramie 39, Lehman 29. Here's a free throw by Dreese. He's got two. No good. It's hard. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, a four-generation business. It started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues today with many of the great grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Second free throw is good, 40-29 Fort Loramie. There's a long three ball, Daniel Carlisle, and he knocks it down. Hoisting in a triple from 26 feet is Carlisle, the coach's son of Lehman, which gets a timeout, 40-32, a minute 37 to go in the fourth quarter. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane, pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes, our future leaders. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, energy for today and tomorrow. Tomorrow night here on scoresbroadcast.com, Rushi right here in this gym takes on Ansonia, 6 o'clock tip. The 22-0 number one ranked Raiders, prohibitive favorites tomorrow night against Ansonia. We're on the air at 5:20, just like tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com. Redskin ball into the court, six players in backcourt, pressure being applied, 40-32, Fort Loramie. Lehman needed that three from Carlisle. Cavaliers within eight, they've got a fighting chance. Redskins will have to miss free throws. The chase is on, and Carlisle is running down Barhorst, who missed a pair previously. Foul committed by Carlisle. Barhorst at the stripe here for Fort Loramie to shoot two with 81 seconds to go in the game. He swishes it. 41-32. Fort Loramie in the lead by nine. Tell you what, Chuck, adjustments by Fort Loramie at halftime have made the difference. Offense running much more smoothly.
Well, I mean, they made some shots, and that makes your offense look better.
Yep, Grillo ignited the club in the third quarter, early on in the fourth. One free throw made, one missed by Fort Loramie. Here's a baseline drive by Front. Wow. Follow away, 15-footer. Got it. Good play by Lehman's Front. Where was that earlier? It's a seven-point game, a minute seven to go. Foul backcourt against Lehman. And Fort Loramie will shoot a pair of free throws here as we head down the stretch run. Fort Loramie hopefully has sharpened its skills at the stripe, because free throws are going to be king. Fort Loramie will have to make a bunch to preserve this lead. Lehman's got Olding on the floor with four fouls, Lachey on the floor with four,
and Carlisle on the floor with four.
He's got four too.
Yep.
Who can Lehman waste committing fouls?
Well, I'll say somebody's got to do it.
Free throw by Maxwell Maurer is good. 42-34. Fort Loramie up eight.
This is
It's Grillo.
No, that's Maurer.
Oh, it is Maurer.
And this will be his 11th free throw of the game.
He makes them both. Maxwell Maurer, heavy duty at the stripe. Drains a couple. 43-34, Fort Loramie. 1 minute to go, fourth quarter. Top of the circle, Lachey for Lehman on the arc to Olding. Step back three, deflected by Maurer. He got a piece of it. Loose ball to Fort Loramie. Great defensive play by Max. He streaks up the right side of the floor. Bounce pass, right corner, Barhorst. Flips it back out to Maurer. Foul called against Lehman. 45 ticks to go, and Fort Loramie's up nine. Are you dreaming of owning a home in Ohio? Well, F&M's Ohio Homebuyer Plus Savings Account can make that dream closer than you think. An incredible 7.5% interest rate at F&M Bank, designed to help hardworking Ohioans. The F&M Bank Home Buyer Account makes saving for your future easier than ever. Visit your local F&M Bank. Stop by at a location in Sydney, Anna, Jackson Center, or Urbana. Ask about the Home Buyer Plus Savings Account. One free throw made, one missed by Fort Loramie. Here's C.J. Olding, deep right corner of the court, and he baits Maurer into virtually bear-hugging him on the sideline while hoisting up a triple, and he gets three free throws. Unbelievable. At the stripe with three is Olding. These would cut it back down to seven with 37 seconds to go. Free throw by Olding. A lot of rim, backboard. It's good. Hey, Ohioans, your dream home awaits. Talk with F&M Bank about that Home Buyer Plus Savings Account. Visit fmbank.com to get more info on it. Member FDIC. Terms, conditions apply. fmbank.com. Second free throw, Olding, is perfect. 44-36. 8-point lead, Fort Loramie. 37.2 to go. If the Redskins can make a few free throws and avoid bad turnovers that lead to points, Fort Loramie should be in business. Olding hits three at the stripe, and another timeout is called here. It's a full. We'll return in a moment. 7-point lead, Fort Loramie. 37 ticks on the clock on scoresbroadcast.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
So many thanks here on Scores Broadcast to these big three Fort Loramie game sponsors. They are with us each and every Fort Loramie contest. Tires, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires. And we say hello to Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. They've been on the air with us 18 years, each and every Fort Loramie game, just Redskins games only. Thanks so much to the big three. Geyer's, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, M&A, Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. As Lehman fouls 92 feet for the basket. That much went off the clock, 35.7 to go. And I think that last foul, Chuck, might have been committed by Olding.
Yep, he's out.
He's gone. C.J. Olding fouls out of this game. As Lehman had to play catch-up and foul down the stretch in the fourth. Fort Loramie at the stripe up 7, 44-37 with 35.7 ticks remaining here in the fourth quarter. Barker Insurance, located north of I-75 on 25A, has earned a stellar reputation, second to none for many years. Barker, one of the most valued agencies in the region. Barker Insurance will customize and tailor a plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance, representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Fort Loramie shooting two free throws, both up and good. I think that was Eli Heitkamp who made them.
Yep.
Heitkamp was perfect. Clutch time. Heitkamp delivers the lead 9 for Fort Loramie. Deflected pass. Redskins out of bounds. Lehman will throw in. 27 ticks on the clock. Fourth quarter. 46-37. Fort Loramie. Stop by Barker Insurance today or call. See how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. 492-1857. Barker represents companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Number one, Barker Insurance. That's for sure. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Three-point shot missed by Lehman. Fort Loramie garners the rebound. And Chuck, explain to me what's been called.
They called a held ball, but after the ball was held, Pride took two hands and shoved him backwards, and the referee started to make the call, and then he swallowed his whistle.
So what ensues?
It's a held ball and Lehman ball.
And the arrow benefits Lehman, which has Front shooting from the right wing, a long 23-footer, too hard. He goes out of bounds, far corner of the floor, and the Fort Loramie Redskins come over to help up Lachey of Lehman. 9 seconds left in the game. Fort Loramie leads by nine. Here in backcourt, handling the basketball, Heitkamp for Fort Loramie. He is bear hug fouled. He'll shoot two more. It's gotten a bit testy down the stretch. That's for certain.
That's five on Pride. That'll calm things down a little bit. He's been the antagonist.
Pride fouls out for Lehman. Hey, this all resumes next year on the gridiron when the Lehman Cavaliers travel to the Fort Loramie Redskins to play football. Game three of the regular season at Fort Loramie High School. And the first match of two, which took place here tonight on the hardwood, has been won by Fort Loramie, 7.2 seconds to go. Redskins up nine. It's going to be an academic finish. The free throw by Heitkamp dips in, dips out. Second shot coming. Substitutions for Lehman for the final 7.2. Again, so many thanks to a couple of fine Rushi sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, which we will highlight momentarily. Second shot, good. Heitkamp knocks it down. 47-37, Fort Loramie. Into the forecourt, Lehman stopping and popping the three is O'Leary. It is way short. It is no good. The rebound to Fort Loramie. And a few handshakes take place. We'll watch the handshake line at midcourt. As I said, tempers got a little touch and go last minute or two of this game. But Fort Loramie prevails with a huge 34-point second half to turn back Lehman. Final tally, 47-37. Redskins win it. We'll return with more after these messages on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal-cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
He got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
The Fort Laramie Redskins have defeated the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers in this long-awaited game since the draw for the tournament took place. Fort Laramie by 10, 47-37 over Lehman. Game was tied at halftime, 13-13. Fort Laramie got the offense untracked final two quarters and played stellar defense all night long, did Fort Laramie against Lehman. Next opponent for Fort Laramie is coming up on next Tuesday, if I take a look at the calendar correctly, against the winner of the second game tonight here at Pickwas Garbery Gym. We will not be covering this contest between Legacy Christian and Emmanuel Christian. Those two teams warming up right now. Fort Laramie will get the winner next Tuesday night at 6. In the other parts of this bracket in which Fort Laramie is located, Cedarville plays Newton on Saturday morning at 11. Fairlawn plays Franklin Monroe on Saturday at 12:30. The winners of those two games will play in the nightcap next Tuesday. Fort Laramie will compete in the first game next Tuesday against the winner of the second contest tonight. That, as you might say, is the top half of the bottom half of the Division 7 Boys Southwest District. There are three district champs in Boys D7. The top district winner, which has Rushi favored to win, obviously, would take on a central district champ, which would come from the Columbus area. Rushi is in the upper portion of the Southwest District bracket. Botkins and Jackson Center are in the bottom portion. And Botkins and Jackson Center would have to play, should they each win twice, they would have to meet in a district championship game here at Piqua. Fort Laramie has got Legacy Christian or Emmanuel Christian in front of it next. And then more than likely Franklin Monroe, which would be the four seed. That would be the favorite to come out opposite Fort Laramie. So you could have a bottom half of Piqua Division 7 Boys District, Chuck, featuring Fort Laramie, Franklin Monroe in a district final, and Botkins Jackson Center in a district final, with those two winners advancing on to the regional.
That's a little crystal ball gazing, obviously. But based on the seeds and based on the way Fort Loramie continues to improve and get better, that's the outlook. Very interesting, to say the least. Obviously, everybody steered away from Rushi in that bracket up top. Rushi and Sonia, Bradford, Southeastern. And the winner of that quadrant, you might say, plays the Cincinnati school down at Milford on, what, the 28th of this month. Rushi's on the air tomorrow night. Tip-off 6, 5:20 broadcast time. Chuck, let's take a couple more breaks, then we'll return with our stars of this game. Or have we caught up completely on commercials?
I think we're ready to go to Clancy's.
Okay. Who are our stars?
Well, we take a look at this. Loramie had an 8 rebounding advantage. They only turned the ball over once in the game. Lehman only turned it 5 times. 19 of 29 for the free throw line for the Redskins. 9 of 13 for Lehman, but Lehman had to foul. Individual scoring for Lehman, it was all C.J. Olding. He had 18. Then they dropped down to Shane France with 9. They got 5 from Lachey, 3 from Carlisle, and 2 from O'Leary. They scored 37 for the game. I'm going to go with C.J. Olding as my player of the game for the Cavaliers. On the other side, 13 points from Max Maurer, and they got 9 out of Landon Greece and 9 out of Ian Drillio off the bench. He had a heck of a game. And then 5 for Barhorst, 7 for, where am I? Okay, 8 for Barhorst, 7 for Heitkamp. So they had 5 players with 7 to 13 points. I'm going to go with Grillo and Gasson as my players of the game. I'm sorry, Drees and Grillo as my players of the game for the Redskins.
Oh, Grillo was the spark. He ignited Fort Loramie in that third quarter. He came off the bench. He was superb. This segment of our presentation brought to you by Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Hey, golfers.
Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
The Fort Laramie Redskins defeat the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers 47-37 here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com to advance to a Tuesday game at 6 here at Pickwa's Garbage Gym against the winner of the nightcap here in Pickwa between Legacy Christian and Emmanuel Christian. Fort Laramie got it done, never led till about 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Fort Laramie went on top for the first time, 20-19, sparked by Ian Grillo in the third quarter, and Fort Laramie steadily pulled away, denying Lehman points on several possessions in a row in both the third and fourth quarters. And Fort Laramie shot pretty well at the free throw line down the stretch. That superb team defense employed tonight by Coach Westerheide's Redskins. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool sharpening, recoating, special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. Typical turnaround just a week. We'll grind your first 10 tools free at O'Reilly in Rushi. Always accepting applications at 560 East Main in Rushi for experienced machinists and other entry-level spots. Also contact us online at OReillyMTS.com, OReillyMTS.com, O'Reilly Machine Tool Services. A&M Pallet, Rangeline Road in Rushi, established its unique brand way back in 1986. Just one customer then. Today, 200 more businesses across Ohio, including 60 less than 75 miles away. They are served by A&M Pallet. And if you're looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level positions available on shift number one, Monday through Thursday, 6 to 4. Message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093, 295-3093, A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. And 19-4 is the final record on the year for Lehman Catholic. 19-4. The Cavaliers were 19-3 coming into play tonight. Lehman had a great season, finished second in the Three Rivers Conference behind Dayton Northridge. Lehman lost only four times all year, twice to Northridge, once to Troy Christian, and here tonight to Fort Laramie by 10, 47-37. Chuck, I don't know what adjective, what word, words, or phrase describe Fort Laramie best, but it is a basketball team which is constantly improving, developing, maturing over the course of the season. Defense wins games, and now the Redskins are adding a little more offense to the attack. Redskins are dangerous here at Pickwa.
Yeah, well, last year they had Maurer, and they didn't have anybody else when it got tight that wanted to shoot the ball.
Right.
they now have groomed some bench players and then some good role players out there, and they had a terrific game. I mean, we knew they were going to play defense. In the first half, they really struggled offensively. They just, all they did was shoot threes, which was not what Coach Westerheide wanted.
Yeah.
But then they started moving the ball in the second half, getting some fouls, getting in the lane. They had almost a perfect game plan for the Cavaliers.
Barhorst and Grillo had terrific drives, two by each player for Fort Loramie. The Redskins isolated, cleared out for those two young men. They took advantage of the space and beat Lehman off the dribble.
Yeah.
And I think between those two, there were four really solid drives to the basket from out on the wing. And the defensive job Fort Loramie did on Lehman held him to 37. We asked ourselves in the first half, would Fort Loramie find a way to score enough points to win? How about that? A 34-point second half. That'll do it.
That will do it. I mean, but that's a legitimate question.
Yep.
A lot of people were asking me when I walked in the gym, a lot of pickle people, and I said, if Loramie's going to play defense, if they can score enough points, they'll win. And they scored enough points.
Well, the Fort Loramie Redskins, by virtue of the triumph here tonight, advance on. What a season it's been for Fort Loramie, 6-6 in the Shelby County Athletic League. I think that surprised a lot of people in and of itself, no question about that. Approaching 500 on the year, 10-12 entering tonight, now 11-12. 8 wins for the Fort Loramie boys in the last 11 contests. You talk about a team that's riding a wave. Fort Loramie's hot. And I'll mention it once again, dangerous club here in this part of the bracket at Pickwick.
Well, they absolutely picked the right man to step in there and coach this team. He has such a great demeanor. He doesn't get down. You never see him. He doesn't get real high, doesn't get real low. And he's got these kids playing, honestly, probably as well as they can play.
Well, Mitch is a communicator. He's been down the road. He's played multiple sports, high school basketball and football at Fort Loramie included. And he has instilled confidence in this club.
Absolutely.
Join us tomorrow night. Tip off at 6 on the air at 5:20. Rushi and Sonia. And then Brandon Coverman and Chuck will be along from Tecumseh on Saturday. Airtime 11:20. Tip off at noon. Jackson Center Legacy Christian. Tiffany Brown's got her club playing very good basketball, knocking off Cedarville last night by 2. Did the Jackson Center girls. That game is at noon. Followed by Carla Siegel's Fort Loramie Redskins against Middletown Christian at 2:00. 2:00 on Saturday afternoon, as the Fort Loramie girls go for win number 1,000 in Fort Loramie girls program history.
Oh, history. That's a lot of wins for a season.
Tops in the state of Ohio. Merlin Highland is several back, and then I think it's Tippecanoe, Lima Bath, or Lima Bath, Tippecanoe.
Yeah.
But that's the top four. Fort Loramie's going to get there first. Win 1,000 is just around the corner on Saturday afternoon. That's our upcoming schedule. Don't forget, Sydney boys in action Monday at Vandalia Butler. We made arrangements to cover the game between Sydney and either Miamisburg or Troy on the air at 5:20 on Monday from Butler. Tip-off time at 6. We're back here at Pickwa next week. Thanks to our online listenership. It was great. I saw a text. We had close to 3,000 IP addresses joined in the third quarter. Gratitude to all of you. Thanks so much. For Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, for our great listening audience, Jack Kramer, saying good night from here at Pickwa's Garbery Gym. Final score once more, Fort Loramie 47 and Lehman 37.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way.
Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. Securecom in Minster. S-E-C-U-R-com. Online at securecom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.